Under a gaming compact with the state, the Ho-Chunk are allowed another casino in addition to the ones at Baraboo, Black River Falls, and Nakusa. Ed Littlejohn, a public relations spokesperson for the tribe, says they were surprised by the outcome of the referendum. More than 60% of voters rejected the casino and a revenue-sharing agreement with the city of Madison and Dane County.
I didn't expect it to be the vote that it was. I was anticipating it to be the exact opposite.
Littlejohn says they were not prepared to consider casino sites outside Dane County.
It's our understanding that when we discussed the fourth site with the governor, that DeJope was the site. Why go to another when the governor and the Ho-Chunk Nation apparently had discussions regarding the DeJope site?
But that's what the tribe may have to do. Governor Jim Doyle has said he won't go against the will of voters. Ho-Chunk legislators are meeting and have a list of possible sites for a fourth casino, which they won't reveal. A governor's spokesperson says the tribe already has approval to open up what are called ancillary sites, mini-marts with Class 3 games. The tribe has allowed 5 such sites under the new compact signed recently with the state. The Ho-Chunk operate mini-marts in Monroe and Shawnee counties. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.